بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وعن سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن في الجنة بابا يقال له الريان، يدخل منه الصائمون يوم القيامة، لا يدخل منه أحد غيرهم، فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد. رواه البخاري ومسلم والنسائي والترمذي وزاد: ومن دخله لم يظمأ أبدا. فإذا دخل أحد أغلق، من دخل شرب، ومن شرب لم يظمأ أبدا. حضرت سعد بن سعد رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there is a door in Jannat. Jannat has 8 doors. One of the doors in Jannat is named Rayyan, which means the opposite of being thirsty. Those that are satisfied, their thirst is well quenched. And the fasting people who fasted in this world, they will be honored by being entered through this door into Jannat on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah Ta'ala make us from them. Imagine the honor of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. All 8 doors of Jannat will call out to him, come through me. We want the honor of you entering through us. We want the honor of Allah Ta'ala just entering us into Jannat. Jannat was the honor of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu coming to him, and the doors are asking, please come through me so I can be honored that I had entered Abu Bakr Siddiq into Jannat. Allah Ta'ala reward him and all the Sahaba radiallahu anhum on our behalf. So this door Rayyan is for the fasting people. They will be honored by entering in through this door. And besides them, no one else will enter through this door. So when they will enter, it will be locked. And then no one else will be allowed. And whoever enters will be given a special drink. And once he drinks, then he will never ever feel thirsty. For that few hours a person was thirsty, it was a hot day, he was thirsty, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he went through that momentary thirst. Then at the time of iftar, he quenches his thirst. So on the day of Qiyamah, Allah ta'ala honors him that now forever and ever, you will always be satisfied. Your thirst will always be quenched, and you will never feel thirsty. So Allah ta'ala make us from those people. In one hadith, it is mentioned that Suyam as-Suyamu Junnah, fasting is a shield, wa hisnun hasinun min an-nar, and a very strong fort against the fire of Jahannam. Ulama say that we need to protect our shield. And how do we protect the shield? Don't sin. Fulfill the rites of the fast. The rites of the fast is, one is a person is fulfilling the compulsory acts, staying away from food, drink, and intimate relations with one's wife. Together with that, a person protects the eyes, the limbs, the ears, the body parts, uses his time well, protects his mind also, protects his heart also. And in this way, inshallah, he will be protecting that shield. If a person learned how to protect his fast and that shield, then it will be absolutely easy after Ramadan, because he stayed away from the halal things during the day in Ramadan. And he stood up for 20 rakats of Taraweeh Salah extra during the night. So how hard will it be now for this person just to read the 5 daily Salah after Ramadan and to stay away from haram things? It should be absolutely easy. His training is complete. But if he didn't protect that shield, then unfortunately the whole purpose of the training has been lost. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to see the month of Ramadan and protect us, keep us healthy, and Allah Ta'ala allow us to take maximum benefit.